When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
To be back.
It's beautiful to be back, and let me show you guys. Yes. Today we pressing our buttons. We've got the lovely Venus, who's, I think Ophelia, which is short for Ophelia. It's nothing to do with Venus. She's pressing our buttons. We're here to do it in the podcast, aren't we, yeah, Barry?
Very much so, and we're going to kick things off with
a nice
Old Crafty Inn. It's an age oak vintage. It's got a lovely oaky, malty taste from the Speckled End range. And best of all, it's elegant and mystery and will get you right pissed off.
Smashed. I mean, I like all that oak smoked and all that stuff. But and all the aging process.
Is
the percentage on it?
6.5.
I'm more interested in that.
Listeners might like to know that in recent podcasts, I was talking about Old Speckled Inn, which is a beer.
You like that?
I like it very much. Sure enough.
They sent you something.
Comfort. Could we have your address, you see? So I said, certainly. I was expecting a crate of beer. Something comes through the door in a jiffy bag. Like one half size,
like them miniatures you get on a plane.
Yeah, it was come true, and
like a thimbleful.
I was very disappointed.
Well, that's very kind of them, isn't it?
If anyone from Old Speckled Hen is listening, I do love you.
Love it as well. And if there's anyone from Mercedes Benz listening, love your beer as well.
Yeah, and if there's anyone from Babe Station listening, they've got nice personalities.
Let
me try them.
Oh, beautiful.
God, blimey.
Is that nice?
That's got a kick to it.
I tell you what I done once. This was back when I was cider, drunk a lot of cider.
Yeah.
I went into this place, it's at this little news agents, and it's run by this fella who I knew very well called Ashim. And I go in there, and I'm looking through the fridge at the different ciders, and it was when TNT cider was very popular.
Lovely.
You know, sold it in that stick of dynamite, you know?
That's right, yeah.
Anyway, I'm in there, and I'm having a look at that, and I have a look on the side of that, and it says, it's something like 12%. Oh, I mean, it's strong stuff.
Strong stuff.
Anyway, I says to Asim, I say, how much for the stick of dynamite?
Yeah.
And he went, that's £3.50.
Yeah.
I went, how much? Because only a tiny bit, isn't
it? Yes, isn't it? Yeah.
I said, how much? He says, £3.50. I says, blimey, that's a lot of money. He says, yes. If you want to blow mine first, you must blow pocket.
Yeah.
That's the true story. And I'm good friends with him, and he wouldn't mind me saying that.
Funny you should say that, because near us in Newsbit, there is a shopkeeper there called Raj. I mean, very good mates with him, and he knows a lot about current affairs.
Oh, is it?
And I could often be accused of at a dinner party if there's some talk of politics or something.
You clam up.
I clam up, but I remember half what Raj says.
Right.
And it turns out when I repeat what Raj says, he don't know very much at all
about it.
Oh, he
don't know much, no.
Because I get caught out and I think,
right. You can't back it up with facts and figures.
If the subject had been, you know, how much to charge for your beans or toilet rolls,
no,
Raj is your
fine.
Man. But I would venture, Raj.
He's talking about the Iranian foreign policy.
But I've listened to him and he claims to know something about it, but he only knows what's on the front of the Daily Mail and the Mirror.
Exactly. Yeah, but, that's the problem. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing, they say, Barry.
So,
you know.
Very much so. Little knowledge is dangerous thing. I went round to Raj's news agents, asked him about the war. He knew fuck all about it. And he talked about bog roll. And a tin of beans. But you asked him about Iraq.
He says, yeah, you know what I mean. He's vague, isn't he, about what?
He's very vague about Iraq. God,
vague.
You did very well there with that rhyming, because I can.
Well,
think.
I can remember the like rhyming words. It's just a structure of a song. I'm not good with.
Yeah, but I mean, one blast of this old crafty head, and I can't remember a flipping thing.
No, I know. That's why you drink it.
Oh yeah, I like to forget. Now, don't worry, because spring. Is
oh yeah,
I know.
I mean this beast from the east that we're currently experiencing. I mean it's like freezing you know, it's making everything very small down there. But that won't last for long, will it, Barry?
No, it's nearly spring. You can just see the crocuses just putting their little heads up, and I've done the spring clean of my house already.
Right. How have you got on?
The stuff I've unearthed. Christ almighty, I have found old photos of me and my Margaret.
Oh, beautiful.
When we was courting, you know.
Down the back of the sofa.
There's all, you know, when she had
all that stuff done
on her face. This is prior to that.
Right.
And I can only look at the photograph in three sections. That was what the optician said to me. Don't look at the whole thing at once. It will upset you.
Traumatise you.
So I took in her chin last night sitting. There's me and we're on a park bench. It's lovely in about 1962.
Oh, that's nice. What time of year was that taken?
I didn't unearth the sky.
Oh,
so
it's probably dark.
It's probably dark. I didn't want... Anyway, I caught a glimpse of the side of her ear and a bit of her nose.
Right.
And I nearly had to, you know, I nearly...
Put it down again. Yeah.
But tonight I'm planning to take in her forehead.
Oh, okay.
And just the top of her hairline.
Right, yeah. You're just doing it bit by bit.
Bit by bit.
Yeah, so you don't, like, you know...
Don't get too...
Too overwhelmed, too nauseous. Yeah.
But, there's some wonderful things. I've found lovely old clothes that she used to wear when we used to go courting and all that.
That mini skirt
that she used to wear. Yeah. I mean, it was...
And then there was that mini skirt you used to wear.
Oh, it was all the rage in the early 70s. But with her mini...
Because I was having a spring clean half a day, and I found that mini skirt I used to wear.
Well, everyone did in them
days. Yeah, I had that leather one in the 80s.
God, didn't you, Jazz?
Yeah, I thought, I wonder where that had gone.
Yeah.
And I found it down the back of the bowl.
Well, the problem with Margaret when she wore the mini skirt, it didn't really...
Anything. No.
She caught a death of cold. And what was awful was, you know, we used to go courting over, you know, they call it a kissing gate, you see.
You had to stand over it. Because you would stand over it in your miniskirt and your knob would just knock at the top of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but she'd say, open the gate for me, Barry, and I'd be astride it and I'd knock open the gate with my ball back. Anyway, she tried to climb over it. And you know her labia and that?
Yeah.
It's, well, what happened was, it was terrible because she got caught on it. Yeah, the farmer.
The barbed wire.
the farmer come along. Right. Remember, he's very particular about people A, picnicking, and B, getting their labia caught on his gate.
On his gate.
He come up and said, oh, what's going on there? What's going on there? Right, sort of thing like that. Anyway, she was...
she's embarrassed, she presumably.
She was very embarrassed. Yeah. Very embarrassed. Oh. Anyway, the worst thing was the fire brigade come there to prize her off.
Christ almighty.
Yeah, and it was awful.
And they don't come cheap.
They don't. And so they managed to get her off with a wet, you know, a sort of...
Wet flannel.
And then, it was awful. So I
stopped.
It was
the 60s. It was a different time.
And if you can remember the 60s, you'd remember Margaret stuck at that game.
Yeah.
But it was awful, really. And she never wore the thing again. You know, I mean, the poor cow, you know. And it was embarrassing, so she took to wearing hot pants.
Oh, well, that's much better, isn't it?
In the early 70s.
Yeah, they were all the
rage.
But
she was a martyr to her labia, that woman.
Because I had a pair of hot pants as well.
You had a pair of labia, didn't you, at one stage?
I did, but I had these hot pants, and they were just normal pants that I stuck in the oven.
I remember. Why did you do that? It was very cold.
Well, they said hot pants are all the rage. Well, let me tell you, they are all the rage.
Yeah.
But they don't have, like, if you put stuff in there, like it burns you. If you've had the pants in the oven all night like I had.
Well, I remember your hot pants. Remember that old footage of you in at Top of the Pops? Was it 1973
in
the hot
I think it was 1973.
What were they like, pants people, the dancers? Because you spent a bit of time with them, didn't you? Off the pants people.
They weren't as good as dancers as they thought they were.
Right.
You know, I spent a lot of time with the Royal Ballet
in
Russia.
Yeah, I remember.
Right, and the Bolshois and all that lot.
Yeah.
And all the other ones. Yeah. And the... Hot Gossip, and the ones from 3-2-1
Brian Rogers Dance Connection.
Brian Rogers Connection. Yeah. I spent a lot of time with them. Yeah. And to be honest with you, people were very far down the list in terms of quality of dance. I mean, none of them would make it on Strictly now.
But you toured all over.
Yeah, I toured all over. Well, I managed them. For a long time I managed them, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I made a lot of money off them.
I mean, when the BBC said to you, make it more sexy, wasn't it? You had to do, you would choreograph all sorts of things.
Well, we done, you remember the can-can?
The can-can,
Well, that's the sexiest dance going, isn't it? The can-can.
The can-can.
So I had them, kicking their legs in the air and all that, and then, rolling in jelly and stuff.
Oh,
but it was the 70s. You could do that then.
It was the
70s.
You
know, and there was a lot of money to be made from that stuff then.
Yeah. Well, I used to love going to Top of Pops. Remember, you used to get me in the back room there and you allowed me to sit in the green room.
Yeah.
Rubbing shoulders with Peter Powell, if you don't mind.
That's it. But I remember the day, so.
Yeah, well, it was the 80s, wasn't it? Yeah, that was the 80s.
All the greats were there.
All the greats was there.
I think most of that lot are in prison now. Sadly. But, they will do these things.
They will do these things.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, it was lovely.
It was a nice time.
Happy memories.
Yeah.
By the way, have you been spring cleaning?
Yeah, I've been spring cleaning.
What did you find? Anything much? Or?
Yeah, I did. You know Elton John?
Yes.
He spent long hot summer in my house.
I remember. What did you find of his?
Well, that thing that he used to dangle between his legs with all pipes coming off it.
So he can have his babies.
Yeah. I found that in there.
Good God.
I found it in my spare room.
Oh, was it all plugged in and all? It was unplugged.
No, it was unplugged. Yeah. And in fact, I remember he rang me up in the 90s and said, Angelos, I've lost my gooch box.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know, it's nothing to do with me, Elton. He said, look, I was staying at your house and I can't find my gooch box.
Yeah.
And I said,
I don't know.
And I said, look, stop ringing this house, It's like, that's enough of this now. Because he was practically stalking me about it, Yeah. And lo and behold, It's in my spare room, you know, in my cupboard, and I thought, well, maybe I should ring him and apologise and say, I do have it here,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, does he want any more kids?
No, I don't think so. He's happy with what he's got, so.
Yeah, well, you know where you want to send that, the British Museum.
Yeah, I know.
Because they take any cultural artefacts.
Funny you should say that, actually, because in the British Museum, they've got, like, they've got all them lyrics originally written by
John
the Beatles
and John Lennon,
and they've got Magna Carta in there. Yeah. But they've also got Elton John's original knob in there.
Right.
You know, before he had that new one
stuck on.
They got the old one. Yes. He donated it to the British Library.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
And it's in a little glass cabinet. I mean, it's tiny. You can see why he's had another one, like, stuck on.
Yeah,
because
this
thing is, like, you know, it's a little shriveled up thing. It looks a little bit like
a tiny dancer.
Yeah, it looks a bit like that. It also looks a little bit like, you know, like, I don't know how I could describe it. When you go into Sainsbury's and you see a pack of Raj Jewel dates.
Oh, it's got
all like that. It's about that big, and it looks like that colour, and you think, I can't imagine that was ever usable, you know?
Well, I mean, it obviously worked for him.
Did it, though?
Well, I went into British Museum and I went into that special section.
Yeah, that
the
section.
Magna Carta
and the lyrics.
Some wonderful stuff by Graham Greene.
There's a lot of great British traditional things.
Traditional stuff in there. And there's the actual pants that, you know, the last general election, when things got very, very close between the Labour Party and
Conservatives.
Theresa May has very kindly donated a pair of pants. Now, you only have to examine them to see just how close that result was.
It was by
the seat of her pants.
Don't
look at the seat of her pants.
Well, it's
too
nice that she stuck that in the museum.
And stuck they are, yes,
oh, really?
Very much
oh,
so.
My God.
I mean, so you go there and go, oh, look, you know, there's a Thomas Tallis, original manuscript. And you move that into the Graham Greene.
Yeah.
Thomas Hardy, some of the wonderful.
Wonderful things.
Wonderful
in there.
Manuscripts.
Yeah,
of
some ancient real.
And then next to that, it's a pair of eight. Theresa
May's. My God.
Yeah.
Oh,
but she's bequeathed it to the nation.
Well, I mean, it's all fairly fair that we all get a look at it, isn't it? See what's in there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
no, there's some wonderful things in there.
What did you? I remember when you went in there when you found in that section.
Yeah, I found. You know, you remember the British film industry was at its peak in the '70s.
Oh yeah.
And you know, Robin Asquith.
Oh yeah, and he done Confessions of a Window Cleaner.
Confessions of a Window Cleaner. Yeah. Well, he's actually donated one of his fingers to the...
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, because when he was doing one of the Confessions films, he got his finger trapped in
the window of the
woman he's trying to get in there.
Yeah.
And it's come off, it's sliced off, and he's gone, fair enough, because this belongs in one place and one place only.
Yeah.
And that is in a little glass box next to Elton John's...
Yeah.
Original knob.
And
it's in there.
Well,
and it's just sticking up at you like that.
Like that, yeah,
you know.
The middle finger.
Yeah. And this is Robin Asquith's finger,
giving you
the finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's in there.
You know Richard Widmark, the actor?
Yes, I do.
It's wonderful.
Richard Widmark.
Who's
that? Jason King.
No, that's Richard Skidmark, you're thinking.
Oh,
Anyway, that's the British Museum.
Oh, beautiful stuff in there.
Now, look, one thing I want to talk to you about very quickly.
Go on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did you go to the football?
Oh, yeah, on the weekend. I went to the football, yeah.
Great fun. Where'd you go? Was it Chelsea?
I went up to Chelsea, yeah. Bunked in again. I'll try to get one of my chants going.
Did you?
Yeah, because I do like, that's the only reason I really go to football.
Yeah.
Is you got to try and get one of my chants
what,
going.
Like you're the top boy there, you do.
Yeah. I'll stand there and I'll sort of stand and start clapping my hands. Then I go, and I'm like, I should start doing my chart, I'm going, I'm having beans for dinner. I'm having beans for dinner.
Yeah.
But I mean, it didn't catch on.
Did it? No, it didn't catch on.
Oh,
I done one the other week. You know, I go to Watford, go in the Vicarage Road in.
Yeah.
Oh, my Margaret, she went to John Lewis this morning. She tried to buy some new tights. They were out of stock. Out of stock.
Get on with that one.
And finish it. Oh. She's going back on Tuesday, and hopefully they will stock 12 denier tights. 12 denier tights.
Yeah.
And they don't join
They didn't catch on.
No.
I tried another one. I'm going up the newsagents. I'm going to get a paper and a tin of soup. And a pack of round trees, wine gums. And I'm going to get a pencil. And I'm going to get a scratch card.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get another scratch card. And I'm going to scratch it in front of the shopkeeper and see what I've won. And see what I've won. Now, to be fair, they did join in with the...
See what I won.
But I mean, it was a devil to try and get him to join in with the rest.
I made mine too complicated because I'd done a similar one. I went to my local news agent. Raj's name is. He don't know nothing about current affairs. I tried to ask him about fiscal policy. Now we're exiting the Brexit. Brexit. I would like to move to some kind of tariff that is, would help the Brexit situation. The single market agreement, single trade agreement,
it didn't really catch on.
No, I blame Raj again. He got me to do that.
Exactly. Complicated things. I tried one as well the other day. And I sort of started out with, all about, we're experiencing the beast from the east. It's coming in cold from Siberia. It's freezing on knobs and balls off. And we're all stood on the terrace. And we're all watching football. And we're all watching football. And we are all freezing. I tried for hours to get that one going. I weren't having it. I was watching that Dragon's Den again.
Oh, isn't it good?
Yeah, I love that Dragon's Den. I was nearly a dragon.
Oh, I remember. Tell them about that.
Yeah.
You auditioned.
I went through the process.
The process.
I went through the process of becoming a dragon on Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
And it was quite a tricky thing to navigate, you know.
Well, yeah.
And I thought, what they're going to need here is just confidence, like
right.
front foot stuff. This.
Yes.
So they just at the interview, and I was very bullish.
Yes.
I was very bullish. They said, so, Mr. Buffini, do you think you'd be good on this show?
Yeah.
I said, yes, I do, actually. Yeah, I think I'd be very good. I have a very keen eye for investments.
Yes.
I've got a very large portfolio.
Yes.
You know, of stuff. And they went, oh, right, have you? I went, oh, yeah, it's massive, my portfolio.
Yeah.
It's huge, my portfolio.
Yeah.
And they said, how much is it worth? And I panicked.
Panicked a little bit.
Yeah. And I said, it's worth 200 billion quid,
ooh,
my portfolio.
Yeah,
and I've really
overstated.
I priced myself out of the market a little bit, but I just sort of think, well, if I'm just confident, I'll just get through it.
Yeah.
They won't, you know, they'll just brush over
so they go,
it, you know. They went, oh, 200 billion, is it? I said, yeah, it's 200 billion quid like that. You know, I'm up there with sugar and gates and,
right,
and all the rest. Yeah. And they said, "Oh, well, that is you. You sound like just the sort of person we're looking for to come on this show." Yes, I said, "Oh, yeah. No, I've invested in all sorts of things, like the public bogs up there.
Yes,
yeah. I put money into that. I put money into that every time I want to go and have a piss.
Yeah, 30p,
you know.
Yeah.
I'll put money into everything, you know." I said, "Oh, good." I said, "The fruit machines, I put money into that."
And
I put money into the cigarette machines at the pub, and I put money into the coke machine at the hospital.
What stopped them taking you?
Well, I was about to sign the forms, and I said, "Oh, hold on, I suppose we should just look into your portfolio just to make sure that everything's above board." I said, yeah, of course, look at my portfolio. And, and they looked into my portfolio, and it was only then that they realised that I wasn't worth 200 billion quid, and I was actually, in actual fact, I was signing on.
Yeah.
And they said, "Nice try, Mr. Epifemia, but we just found out you're signing on and you've never invested in any companies, that was a shame, because and they went for the other Greek fella, they went for Theo Pafetis instead.
I went on there, and I've got to say, I similarly made a fool of myself.
Yeah, well, it's usually done.
It's
usually
done. I come up with an idea, it's like a plastic.
Right.
And it's.
Oh, you went on as a punter?
I went on as a punter.
As a punter.
And I went and said, "Hello, everyone. Hello, I've got.
Hello, dragons.
Hello, dragons." And I didn't really have much of a display. I just had Margaret's old tray of Fergie and his wedding.
Oh, okay.
And on it, I had. Took a chance, some sellotape, and they said, "What's the product?"
You painted a pair of glasses on, Fergie and a beard,
and I hope that would distract them.
Yeah,
but it's basically I had some sellotape.
Sellotape on the tray,
and I called it Pello tape, and I had a picture of Marty Pello next to it, right? And I said, "Pello tape, remember Marty Pello?" And they were going, "Yes, Deborah Meaden's looking at me like."
She knows daggers. Who Marty Pello is.
She's looking daggers.
Oh, right, okay. And she thinks she's taking a
piss out of it. So I says, "What this will do, this Pello tape, it will. You can stick things together if you're doing a little bit of home, you know, if you want a present even.
Exactly. And if you're a massive wet fan, then this is a boom.
This is a boom.
And there's loads of them, because that song was at number one for years.
For years. So Meaden, she comes in with... "Well, have you got a patent on this?"
Yeah, of course.
"Well, this looks just like sellotape." And I panicked. And I got the tray and cracked her right in the fucking face. Because I should have just...
I haven't got a patent on it yet.
I panicked. I smacked in the face with this Fergie tray.
Peter Jones
jumps up to protect her. And immediately I've elbowed that prick in the face. Yeah. He's gone down. There's absolute mass panic. Yeah. That boss-eyed fella from downstairs.
Evan.
Which way to go?
Well, he didn't know where to look. He didn't know where to look.
Pafetis comes at you,
you kick him in the nuts.
I kicked him in the nuts. Then that other
one... You jump back in that lift shaft.
I didn't know the lift shaft doesn't work.
Oh, right.
I assumed it was real. No. I stood in there, the doors didn't shut, anything, the security...
No, it's TV.
Now, that's the mistake I made. So if you go on Dragon Den... Right. And you've got a half... I just wanted to get on telly. Half-baked idea. I'm going on there...
Not a crime?
No, it's not a crime. I'm going on there with a gangster's pasty next week.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, they might notice a gangster's, and I've just written an A on the...
Are you going to, like, disguise yourself?
Yeah, I might.
Yeah, because you don't want to go on there...
Put on my miniskirt.
My name is Gary from...
Gary from Walford,
yeah.
And they'll go, "Didn't you come before with the pillow tape?"
No,
I've got a gangster's pie now.
Right. What does that do, the gangster's pie? You just eat it?
It's a pie made of pastry, and it's pretty much the same as a gangster's.
There's a big market for that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got distribution, do you?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where's your
warehouse?
Done your figures.
Where's your warehouse?
It was in the fridge of my house. I say warehouse.
Are you just buying these, like, pasties from the garage?
Yeah, from Raj, the newspaper.
Right, then you're just putting an A where the
I've got a special Sharpie.
And then selling them on for £2.
Yeah, and I call them gas.
Business idea, actually.
I've done my figures.
No, well, I was going to drill down, actually, with the figures.
Yeah.
What are they looking like?
Yeah, it's about £1.75 for a pie.
So right, so what are you looking to turn over in the first year?
I'd probably turn them over in the oven because... You know, to do both sides.
Yeah. But financially, what are you looking to make? £1.75 million?
Probably.
And then in the second year?
About
15 million. 50 million
times that.
50 million quid.
Probably.
Yeah, I'd have thought so, yeah.
I'd have thought so, yeah.
Because that's where a lot of people come and suck on that show, isn't it? It's the figures. Mm. And now when people start drilling down.
You've got to do your figures.
No, your figures, innit?
Got to do your... You've got to do your figures.
Otherwise, you just look like a knob on there, man. You look like a knob, don't you, on there? If you haven't done your figures.
If you ain't done your figures.
Oh, they expose you. I would expose myself, in fact.
you did, didn't you?
I did do that when I went on there.
Oh, it was all so awful.
Yeah.
You went on. Do you remember you went on and you were displaying painting?
Yeah, I had a painting.
You'd done yourself. And just next to the camera, really close, and just next to the side of the...
But it was a painting of. I wanted them to see that it was an actual replica of
what it was.
You know, and I said, "This is a painting of my knob."
Yes.
And they said, "Is it?" I went, "Yeah." So I just took that out, and it was there.
Right.
So I wanted them to see that it was exactly a really good piece of erotic art.
Yeah.
And they were shocked by that. They were shocked by my trousers being down. Yeah. You know, and my pants being down.
It's good to have some sort of display, isn't it, to get the dragons.
Well, they kicked me out of there.
They kicked me
into the lift shaft.
Yeah.
Peter Jones kicked me. And yes. I'd have taken him down because my pants are around my ankle. When he pushed me backwards, I fell over.
It was a terrible scene.
I couldn't get up quick enough to get him back because he pushed me over my pants down.
Yeah, I mean, in future, I wouldn't go into the dragon den with your trousers.
Yeah, but I'm an artist.
You didn't know you're going to have to run away with your pants.
I'm an artist, mate.
I know you're artistic.
And they do get their bits out quite a lot.
Okay. Well, it's like, do you remember when I went on Mastermind
with John
Humphreys?
Was your special subject?
Well, it was volcanoes of the South Asian Peninsula.
Yeah.
I had done nothing, but I tried to distract.
Sitting there with your pants down.
And so, check out this volcano. Yeah, I was like, check out this one. So he went, Baddest St. Michael from Watford, and your specialised subject is volcanic eruptions of the Southeastern Asian Pacific Basin. And your time starts now. Well, of course, as he went now,
you
I pulled
your
hands
out, pull your
hands out to reveal my penis. Yeah. Right. Now, John Humphreys.
He's seen it all.
He's not easily shocked. And he kept going with the questions.
Very clever.
And I thought, oh, Christ, I don't know where...
This isn't having the impact
no,
thought
it isn't. So I went past and I was trying to, you know...
Show him, look. And he still like doing nothing.
He did nothing. He read all the questions and they said, and thank you, may return to your seat. Well, just like you, I hate pants and trousers.
Fell over.
And when he came on for the general knowledge, I thought, well, I'm going to have to try something new. So I...
You have your pants still down.
I had my pants still down. And I'd basically taken my top off as well.
Right.
And I was wearing one of Margaret's peephole bras. Now, the thing is, I don't know. My general knowledge is very, very
poor. It's worse than your knowledge about volcanoes.
Yeah, terrible. And halfway through, you know, I thought... bollocks to this. So I just tried to distract him. Yeah. So I turned round on the chair.
You mooned him.
And I tried answering all the questions by opening my cheeks to answer the question. And he was going, you know.
And he's not easily shocked.
Oh, he's not. He's seen it all. He's a war correspondent.
Yeah, he's seen it all.
So he just had his head down.
He underestimated him. He didn't realise that I had my head down.
They have a cushion on me.
Yeah.
That was down. My bum was up.
In the air.
And I just had my hands holding my cheeks and I'd go, pass, you know, and move my bottom, you know.
Mm.
And they never broadcast it or nothing, you know.
Did they not?
No.
You should try and get hold of the tape for your showreel.
Well, they're all on there when I was on Bullseye. Remember when I shit all over Tony Green? That's on there because I don't know anything about
you
general.
You can't throw a dart.
No, you know?
Exactly.
Do you remember when I was on Country File?
You know nothing about animals in countries like that,
and I pissed all over that badger enclosure.
I remember.
To distract everyone.
I remember when you went on MasterChef and you pissed out of your face.
Oh, do you remember?
You know nothing about cooking.
I know nothing.
And you just brought a bag of chips with you.
Yeah.
And put that down in front of Wallace.
And he's gone, what's this?
It's my chips.
My chips. Because I know nothing
about
cooking.
I don't know nothing about cooking. Yeah, well, yeah. But it's good to try and get their attention, no? You know, because they won't have seen that.
In this game, it's all about marketing. You've got to grab
their attention any way you can.
And do you remember, because when they sacked Bill Oddie from the country file, do you remember that you painted his face on the end of my penis?
Yeah.
And then halfway
through, I'll come on, and McCarna struck and went,
oh... And I went, it's Bill Oddie.
Yeah.
And it was.
Because she didn't know he'd been sacked.
No!
And you said, I've got an idea.
I've got an idea, it's so Bill Oddie and his sack.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Pathetic.
Yeah, but it's good to try and grab their attention.
Well, it is.
You know, any way you can. You know, that's how you get ahead in this game, isn't it?
Of course it is. Of course it is. Now, look, how long have we done? Because
About half hour. Looking at the silver, the copper clock above your head.
I just want to say one thing. Be very careful about the pipes in this cold weather.
Yeah, frozen.
You had the plumber round, didn't you, to your
place? Well, my pipes froze, didn't they? My pipes all froze up, and I had to get the plumber around. And he says to me, he says, "Yeah, them pipes is all froze up." He said,
"Don't get too technical."
I said, "Just tell me what, tell me the bare bones of it." He says, "Them pipes is all froze up."
Yeah,
I says, "Oh, okay. What do I need?" He says, "You're gonna need to." All the pipes is going to have to be ripped out, and you're going to start again. I said, "Oh, okay." Yeah. He says, "And you're going to need a couple of washers as well."
Right.
I said, "Well, that's not too bad, is it?" He went, "No, but these ones are £700 each. These washers, because you have to fly them in from California."
Fair enough.
I said, "Oh, are you sure?" Yeah. He went, "Yeah, I'm afraid so. So he ripped all my pipes out, and he put in new plastic pipes with £700 washers from California.
Right.
The whole thing has cost me an arm and a leg. I don't mind telling you that.
Well, you've got to have
but
the
it's
job
just
done.
What happened. But you check. I mean, you've experienced. You check your car and.
Well,
you?
I don't know nothing about
you
cars.
You don't know nothing about cars.
I had a very.
I don't know nothing.
You know
about.
The glove compartment very very squeaky.
Oh yeah.
I took it into Harrowfield near me, and the bloke's gone. Engine will have to come out, and I've gone. Well, I don't know nothing about cars. Oh well, that you know. So well,
that's what we. You know, if you want to stop that squeak,
I'm going to have to get the engine reconditioned. That.
And how much did that
cost? £2,700.
He put a new engine in,
and hopefully the squeak on the glove compartment will go eventually.
Well, when the engine's running.
Yeah, and the new wheels that I've been running.
Oh, he's had them
well,
stuck
had
on
them
as,
done
well.
As well.
Well, I can show you how the wheels should make a difference to the squeaking glove box.
Well, this is, you know, any craftsman, like anyone with any technical know-how, I don't know
nothing.
No,
this is it, isn't it?
Nothing about that.
I mean, my fridge door was, wasn't opening.
It wasn't shutting properly. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I thought, what is wrong with that? You know?
So you got one in from Bush.
Eh?
You got someone in from Bush.
I got someone in from Bush. And they went, had a look at it and they went, Wallet, right? What you need, unfortunately, is a new, hinge on here. And you need, the older this box here all needs replacing.
Right.
I said, have you got any in stock? He went, we do have some in stock, but the only ones we have in stock are made of solid gold.
Right.
And they're from South Africa.
Oh, well, if needs must.
I said, well, if that's the only ones you've got. And he said, it's the only ones. I said, so, okay. And when can you do that for me? Well, I can do it. I can start tomorrow.
But
it probably
extra.
Won't finish until about 3 weeks' time doing that.
Yeah,
and that's 24 hours a day. Yeah. Well, that's quite a job, isn't it?
Well, do you want it done or not?
I do want it. I need it done. I need my milk chilled, you know.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, he's at home doing that at the moment. Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Because I know you had problems with your radiators, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I had a little bit of an airlock and I didn't have one of those keys.
The bleeding thing.
To bleed the key.
The radiator, yeah.
Anyway, I had a fella come round and he said,
From Bush.
Yeah. And he said, all that's got to come out.
Well, all the radiators.
All the walls in the house.
All the walls, you can't come down.
That's all come down.
You've got to knock the house down.
I mean, it's not... I'm in temporary accommodation, and I've got
but you don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know the first thing about radiators.
Yeah, and he's had to take my wife away to live with as well. And the car.
Well, niece must.
Niece must. And I said, oh, well.
Well, you don't know, do you?
You know, I've got that caravan out Minehead way. And yeah, I said, I'll stop there. He said, I'll have to have that, really.
I'm going to need that at all.
I don't know. I'm not technical minded. I'm not technical minded.
Not technically minded.
He's had all out my pension he takes. And all. Well, he needs it.
So he needs it to go and live in Spain.
Yeah, and he's got to live in Spain. But the moment he returns.
He'll put your walls back up.
Bleed that radiator. Oh, yeah. I don't know about no more. Yeah. So, you know, get some technical know-how.
Yeah, that would be my advice. Anyway, it's been lovely.
Oh. I might get rid of the bit about the Queen Mother's tits.
Yeah, because you like her, don't you? Very much so. Yeah.
Well, like my mate was shagging for a while, so, you know, I feel a certain sense of loyalty to But if you listen back and there's nothing about the Queen Mother's tits,
then
we've got rid of it.
Yeah. But if you're wondering what this is, what we're talking about. Christ, you should have heard it.
You should have heard it. It was horrible. You should be executed for saying.
It was very unpleasant indeed.
Yeah, it was.
It was poorly judged.
Yes, and I would like to apologise for some of the nasty things I've said.
Over the years.
particularly today. Theresa May shitting her pants wasn't very nice. Yeah, that was horrible. Disgusting.
Horrible.
I believe I talked about Margaret's bits. That was nasty.
No, only that was done with taste and love.
No, Margaret's labia on my lips is not something that I want to encourage. So I would like to apologise for that. What else was some disgusting thing? The songs were fucking terrible.
Filth, weren't they? The songs
were awful. Oh dear. Well, look, hopefully some of that would have disappeared by the time.
I did do an impression of my Asian news agent. Oh. That is a legitimate impression.
That's what it sounds like.
What it sounds like.
And I would like to apologise to my fella because he's a real person. And if he hears me.
He does talk a load of bollocks about the war.
Well, yes, but. He's a lovely fella.
Oh yeah.
And
here's to you Raj.
And could you get some more of that leaf tea in, please? I've been asking for that loose leaf tea. Do you know I like that?
I do know.
Well, we've had a lovely time. If there's anyone in from Old Crafty Hen from the Moreland Beer Company, I'd like some.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind some as well, actually.
And until next... Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To hear more of this muck, go to angelosandbarry.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.